This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, January 31st, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian woman in Uganda, Africa, was brutally attacked with a machete by her Muslim husband for refusing to convert to his religion, reports the Ugandan Daily Monitor. The attack led to the death of the woman's one-week-old twins, and Regina Navatavu, 35, lost her right hand and some fingers from her left hand in the attack. Conservative Jewish radio talk show host Dennis Prager said that his, quote, opposition to Donald Trump was wrong, end quote. Because he was not a fan of how Trump carried himself, Prager admitted that he didn't see the big picture.
Would I like Donald Trump to have Mitt Romney's temperament, or for that matter, Barack Obama's temperament? Yeah, so what? I would like a whole host of things. People are packages. What the president does is more important to me than a president's demeanor. He is so much better a president than Mitt Romney would have made. Mitt Romney would have awakened every day to read the New York Times editorial page to see how he's covered. Mitt Romney gave us Romney Care in Massachusetts. I campaigned for Mitt Romney. He would have been a tepid president. Nothing comparably conservative compared to Donald Trump. He's turned out to be a great president with big communication flaws in the way he tweets and some of the things that he says and his temperament. That's the way it is. My temperament is the opposite. I love dignity. I love understatement. Okay, so be it. So what? I'm not sure I'd be as good a president as he.
Glee star Mark Salling, the 35-year-old actor who pled guilty to possession of child pornography, hanged himself yesterday near his home in Los Angeles, California, reports the Daily Mail. Between April and December 2015, Salling downloaded more than 50,000 photos and videos on his laptop. He twice showed some of his collection to an adult woman, who ultimately reported him to the police. That's why it was especially disturbing to learn that Salling was reportedly homeschooled in a, quote, strict Christian home, end quote. Job 12:22 says that God reveals the deep things of darkness and brings utter darkness into the light. The U.S. Border Patrol says a semi-trailer driver is in custody after he was found to be transporting 76 illegal immigrants on U.S. 83 last Friday, 35 miles north of Laredo in South Texas, reports the Associated Press. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and his wife Cecilia adopted their daughter Audrey 21 years ago, who recently made the dean's list at her college. Perhaps that explains why Abbott, who signed 10 pro-life bills into law last legislative session, was so passionate in his speech before 5,000 pro-lifers in front of the state capitol this past Saturday.
We will continue to defend the unborn. We will continue to give a voice to the voiceless. We will keep Texas the most pro-life state in the United States of America, and we will give every child a chance at life.
Deuteronomy 28:1 says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. Despite the fact that she is 84 and dealing with health issues, pro-abortion Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she has no plans to retire, reports Life News. Fundamentally, she does not want President Trump to nominate a second pro-life justice to the bench. And finally, when a female celebrity makes fashion news on the red carpet, it's usually because she's showing more skin than dress. But at the 60th Grammy Awards in New York on Sunday night, 26-year-old singer Joy Villa's outfit was not immodest. It was controversial because it featured an image which she painted of her daughter in the womb at 8 months.
I was 20 years old. I was faced with a crisis pregnancy. This painting I painted on my dress. It's one that I had painted 10 years ago. My purse, this is the purse that says Choose Life. So I chose to represent a Choose Life pro-life message on the Grammys red carpet. I told them that I had given a child up for adoption 10 years ago. That was my choice, and that's why I'm pro-life.
Look at a video of her dress in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, January 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.